Welcome back to JR Morning on a Tuesday, and Michigan Republicans have made their choice for Attorney General. Party delegates at the convention in Novi overwhelmingly endorse Eaton County Prosecutor Doug Lloyd as their nominee, giving him 63% of the vote over challenger Kevin Kijewski. Lloyd has served as prosecutor since 2013. He's pitching himself as an experienced steady hand who won't govern along strict party lines. And with current Attorney General Dana Nessel term limited, this race is basically wide open and could be one of the most closely watched contests in the state this fall. Lloyd joins us now on JR Morning. Doug, thanks for checking in this morning.
Good morning. It's great to be here with you.
You secured 63% of the delegate support at the state convention. What do you think that margin says about where Republicans are right now?
Well, for me, what it said was that the people really were looking for individuals who were actually going to get out and recognize their needs across the state. I think that's what you saw with Anthony Ferlini and myself, is that we really got out across the state and got to know the people. And once they got to know us, they saw that we had the experience and leadership to actually move the state forward.
Hey, Doug, Jason Rowe, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Jason.
You mentioned that you and Tony have been all over the state. I kind of joked with someone the other day that other than my wife, I've seen you more this year than anybody, because you're at every event. Last night I ran into you in Macomb County. I'm with you here this morning. You ran a great campaign to secure the nomination, and I think, you know, one of the outcomes of our convention is we pick two guys that are actually qualified to do the job. You, 16 years as Eaton County prosecutor, and Tony is a clerk in Macomb County, former state legislator, former township official. Real great accomplishment. You know, what, as you look forward, and you're going to be running against Ellie Savitt, unless the Democrats, you know, reverse themselves on the decision that they made. What do you see as the big contrast between you and Ellie, who is the Washtenaw County prosecutor?
Yeah, I think really what the difference you're going to see is that, you know, we don't talk about being partisan. We talk about actually getting the job done. For us, you know, it's not the headlines. We don't want that. We want to just bring transparency and accountability back to the office. I really think that's going to be the contrast that you see, that people are going to talk about ideas that they want to have, but instead we're going to be able to talk about the actual things that we've accomplished in our respective roles as clerk and prosecutor.
Doug, you know, there's been talk about whether the AG's office should be more aggressive or more restrained. How do you define the proper role of the AG?
The AG's job is to protect the citizens of the state. It's that, really that simple. You know, they're charged with protecting the citizens, with defending the state in court, and providing good legal counsel. None of that requires us to actually become someone who's going to prosecute from the podium. I'm a firm believer that you should just stay in your lane and do your job and make sure that you're protecting the citizens. If you get outside of that and start doing things that make you feel good, well, then you're just being, you know, someone that's there for yourself, not there for the citizens.
You know, one of the things that I think defines Ellie Savitt is, you know, he's kind of aligned with George Soros and some of the soft on criminal policies that we've seen by Soros-backed prosecutors around the country. And not a lot of people understand how corrosive Soros's efforts have been to replace prosecutors at the state and local level who actually want to go after criminals and protect victims and citizens. Even though we have kind of a historic drop in violent crime around the country right now, Ellie is somebody who wants to eliminate cash bail, someone who doesn't think we should prosecute sex workers, someone who doesn't believe we should prosecute drug users. I imagine you don't share his views on a lot of these things.
I do not. You know, as I talk to the people across the state, I'll tell you what they want to hear is accountability. No one is saying, hey, take everyone and throw away, you know, lock up in jail and throw away the key. But they do want accountability. They want to, you know, they want to feel safe in their community. And I think we can all agree that when you just ignore a situation or you ignore a problem or you choose to just say, hey, I'm not going to prosecute this, then you're leaving the door open for anarchy to come in your community. And when I talk to the people across the state, you know, everyone says, hey, you know what? We're held accountable every day. Why isn't that happening in the criminal justice system as well?
You know, Michigan is a politically divided state, Doug. How do you plan to appeal to voters who may not identify strongly with either party?
Sure. And that's really the, you know, the avenue that we have to like run is right there in the middle as far as, you know, what people are thinking. And I can tell you, you know, we've been to 75 counties. I've traveled over 40,000 miles so far in this race. And for me, when I'm talking to people, it's, you know, the simple things. They want to feel safe in their community. They want to see their businesses thrive. They're tired of hearing that the government thinks that its job is just to be their overlords. You know, most people think that the government is supposed to be there to actually protect them. You know, public safety is the number one concern. So if I really get back to talking to people about their main concerns, it's going to be they want to feel safe and they want to see, you know, they want to see their businesses thrive and they want to see their kids stay in the state. Those simple concepts that, you know, we just want Michigan to be better.
Well, Doug Lloyd, Republican candidate for Michigan Attorney General, I appreciate you getting up early with us this morning and sharing your thoughts and talking about your campaign. Good luck on the campaign trail.
Thanks again.
Coming up, hybrid sales have climbed. Well, I wonder why, because of these gas prices, of course. We'll talk to Paul Eisenstein. He's editor-in-chief of Headline.com and talk about why this is happening and how big these sales are. That's next at 6:35 on JR Morning.